Thank you, Ambassador Ichikawa. Excellencies, distinguished colleague, sorry. I would like to propose that our order of business of the day is as follows. First, I will deliver a statement in my capacity as President of the Conference. Second, I will outline my plans for the Israeli presidency and for the negotiations of the final report. Third, I intend to hear from member states on their preliminary views and expectations regarding the final report of the conference. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, I would like to give a general statement regarding the Israeli presidency, and allow me to begin by thanking preceding presidents for their coordinated efforts on the program of work and congratulate Ireland and the coordinators of the subsidiary bodies for the successful adoption of all reports at the last plenary meeting of the conference. I want to stress the importance of continued efforts from all members of the conference to successfully conclude this year's session with a positive and collective outcome. Israel values the CD and its function as the single multilateral negotiation forum for non-proliferation, arms control, and disarmament. This has been a year of achievements in the CD, with the adoption of the decision on the work of the conference for 2024, the establishment of the five subsidiary bodies, and the adoption of the final reports. I plan to focus my presidency on reaching a consensus on the final report. I intend to lead the CD in a professional and constructive manner. My door will remain open for consultations with all member states and observers, and I will engage with anyone who is interested in advancing the work of the CD. Our goal should be to lay solid foundations for continuing substantive work in the conference next year. Excellencies, dear colleagues, at this point, I would like to share my plans for conduct of our work in the upcoming weeks. As the last presidency of the 2024 session, Israel is committed to working towards a consensus agreement on the final report, which should factually reflect the work accomplished by the conference and its subsidiary bodies. The presidency will circulate the first draft of the report on Wednesday, the 21st of August, through the Secretariat. On Thursday, the 22nd of August, the presidency will convene a plenary meeting to present the draft to all members of the conference. On that same day, the meeting will switch to an informal setting to allow delegations to share their first impressions on the draft. The following week, the week of the 26th to the 30th of August, the presidency will not convene any plenary meeting to avoid overlapping with the GGE on laws. During that week, the presidency will convene informal consultations on the draft. On the week from 2nd to 6th of September, the presidency plans to convene another plenary meeting. The Secretariat will communicate the details of that plenary in due time. Excellency, at this point, I invite delegations to raise their nameplates and share their views on the final report of the conference. I strongly invite delegations to use this opportunity to voice their expectation on the issue as we finalize the first draft of the document. The first speaker I have on my list is the Ambassador of the Netherlands. Please.